This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It is Boomer and Geo on the Fan across the country on CBS Sports Network. Joining us right now, former NBA player, Long Island basketball legend now with CBS Sports covering college basketball. Also, MSG doing some stuff with the Knicks is Wally Zerbiak. Wally, good morning. Thanks for joining us. How are you?
I am tremendous. Looking forward to teeing it up and playing some golf with the big guy over here.
It's great to have you here.
But feature also, group, one white, we go off.
That's exactly
this
right.
Is impressive.
So here also, just know this, Al Dukes does like you. I don't know what you hear on the radio.
It's Eddie Scazzeri.
Why? He just wants you want to say
Eddie
something
doesn't like
him?
Me?
No, Eddie likes to make me uncomfortable in front of guests. So when there's a guest here, he likes to play things that I've said in the past about perhaps other people. Who knows?
I have thick skin.
But it's very uncomfortable for me because he puts me in weird spots.
Yeah. Well, Al doesn't like guests, period. So when we said we were having a guest today.
It's like, oh, really? Come on.
Yeah, right. So that's what it was.
All right, so let's get into it. We got about a quick 10 minutes here. Man, things are hopping around the Knicks. So I said to Gio this morning, and he rolled his eyes, of course. I say the Knicks now are more stable than they have been in the last 20 years. And what I meant by that is with the free agency cap money that they have, with the potential,
which
is potentially also a number one draft pick overall, which would be Zion Williamson. Don't you believe that's who it would be?
Absolutely.
Okay. All right. So the Knicks are in a good spot. How about from your eyes?
They're in a great spot. I think it's $76 million in cap space, the most in the whole entire league. It's somewhere around there, maybe 72, 76, depending on all the cap hold stuff. But they have the ability to sign big-time free agents. They have to lure them, obviously. That's the big thing. But for a guy who grew up in New York, why wouldn't you want to come play at Madison Square Garden? That's my thing. The big day coming up is May 14th. That's when the lottery balls are picked. So we'll see if the Knicks get the number one pick. You know, if they get one, two, or three, I know they're going to get a very good NBA player, either John Morant or RJ Barrett, and Zion is the guy at number one, obviously. We're doing shows for MSG all next week, the MSG 150 show that they just added. I'll be doing it all next week with Alan Hahn and Bill Pito. We're kind of breaking down all the draft stuff and lottery stuff. So it's an exciting time if you're a Knicks fan, but you need to catch a few breaks. You need to lure the guys.
What's the worst they could come out of the draft lottery?
Fifth. Yeah,
wow.
Fifth. Yeah.
But I think I'm not a real analytics numbers guy. I think the chances of them getting one, two, and three is pretty high because they had the worst record in the league last year.
I think the
year,
highest percentage is still fifth, though, to get a singular pick. It's over like 50% to get fifth.
Right.
Now, I think
but
with one,
it like
two, three.
44 or something to get,
to get
one, two, and three.
One, two, or three.
Right.
So,
do you have
phone
number? Do you have a call into Adam Silver?
Exactly.
That somehow, like, hey, man, do what David Stern did back in 1984.
That
envelope.
I mean,
let's make sure this happens, right?
Yes. Or we need to get Zion to force himself to the Knicks. We need to get him to pull an Eli Manning. One of those two needs to happen.
All right, so what's the realistic, your mindset about Kevin Durant coming to the Knicks?
Listen, I played with Kevin his rookie year in Seattle, so I know him as a person and as a player. He's maybe the best player on the planet right now. He might have surpassed LeBron James with the way he's playing in the playoffs and the way he's played this year. He's just a phenomenal talent, you know, at his size, the skill level that he has. And I'm hearing a lot of things that he wants to come here. And hopefully, you know, if he does come to the Knicks, that kind of sets a dominoes starting to fall where other guys are going to want to come. But I just think getting a guy like Zion Williamson is huge because once you get that attraction, then it starts to be like the buzz starts to come at Madison Square Garden. And we all know when Madison Square Garden is electric, whether it's Knicks or Rangers, it is the place to be. And I think if someone like Kevin Durant, you know, there's a lot of guys out there, Kyrie Irving, Kawhi Leonard, Klay Thompson. I mean, this is a tremendous free agent class. Once you hear a guy like Zion's coming, then it starts to be like, all right, where do I sign?
We're talking to Wally Zerbiak. I got to ask you about this Durant stuff, though, because now it seems like you're saying it, everybody's saying it. It seems like it's more likely than not that he's coming here. This is, I mean, how real is that? And how do we know because as Knicks fans, I mean, it hasn't been like a couple of bad years. I mean, this has been a really long friggin' time of suffering. So now to get the hopes up to the point where every time you turn on a show like this or the radio or whatever, and you're hearing, yeah, here he's probably coming. He's going to be coming. I mean, we're getting really into a lather over this. How real is this, really?
Well, it's all speculation until Kevin Durant takes that pen to paper,
right.
Obviously. We know that. That's what we do in the media. We speculate. But there are a lot of sources that you're hearing it from. So, you know, you just got to go with what you're hearing. And until Kevin Durant – I heard Kevin Durant is also a guy where he kind of makes decisions, you know, right, you know, here and there. And look at the decision he made to go to Golden State.
Sure.
He gave up $10 million. You know, he took a lot of criticism for that decision, but he's won a ton of games and he's won championships. So he might have that mindset where, hey, I've done my job. I've won championships. I want to be the man. I want to go to New York. I want to rebuild this franchise that's been struggling for many years. It's a lot of positives if he does come to the Knicks. But until he takes pen to paper, you never know.
Man, he would be like LeBron going to Miami or LeBron going to L.A.
It would be
him
bigger.
Him coming here would be bigger,
yeah.
But there would be so much adulation towards him.
Oh, absolutely.
At the beginning of this whole thing. Let me ask you, how much does it impact what the Knicks do in free agency where they come out of this draft lottery? So let's say they come out with the number two pick, and most likely that would be Ja Morant.
Right.
Does that impact now who they are looking at free agency-wise?
Well,
or would they still consider Kyrie Irving?
I would think if you get a guy like Ja Morant, maybe you would go in a different direction. And, you know, I have a lot of confidence in the front office.
You know,
Perry and Mills are doing a really good job. I speak to those guys regularly, and I just think they are doing the right thing. The way you win now in the NBA is you have to rebuild with youth. You have to start with that. So they have big-time draft picks in the next few years. And that Porzingis trade, they also got two number ones. So that's how you build in the NBA. You got to build with youth, and then you sprinkle the right free agent in here and there, and you get that big-time, you know, max free agent player, and then you're on to something. And they've realized that. They know that, and they've learned from the mistakes that I think the Knicks have made in the past where they've signed some free agents that are on the downturn of their careers.
Or they make the trade for Carmelo that gets forced down the throat of the guy that went to Indianapolis.
Donnie Walsh. Yes.
So that wasn't a good idea, and that wasn't a good decision. So maybe Jim Dolan is kind of out of the decision-making process. I don't want you to answer that because I know that could cost you your job. But here's the other thing about the Knicks that you have to take into account. Now, they do have a group of young players that actually had, even though the record doesn't say it,
right?
Like Mitchell Robinson and Kevin Knox, all
Alonzo
had David Dotson.
And Damian Dotson.
Right? So those four
and
guys.
And Neal Aquina. Those are the only five guys signed right now.
Or Dennis Smith Jr., too.
Yes, and Dennis Smith Jr. Yeah, that's another one that has potential.
But he could also be a trade chip, too.
He could. And Moutier is the guy who had a good year. I mean, if you ask me who's the best player on the Knicks last year, you know, from beginning of the season to the end of the season, it was Moutier. So Moutier put up good numbers. He's probably going to get paid a lot of money. Are the Knicks going to want to, you know, sign him and kind of take a hit on the cap with him? That's a big question mark. But he's a young player that showed great leadership qualities in the locker room, and I was impressed with the way he brought it on a nightly basis for this team. So they have a lot of young chips. They have a lot of young guys that are kind of out kicking their coverage, so to speak. Trier, undrafted, you know, out of the G League, becomes a viable NBA player, scores points off the bench. Mitchell Robinson, a second-round pick that 35 teams missed on, he looks like the next Marcus Camby, you know, the way he played last year, and he's only going to get better. That was a big-time find. Kevin Knox, you know, had a good end of the season. So that's how you build. That's how you win, and that's how you do things the right way. So I think the Knicks front office is doing things in the right direction.
Talking to Wally Szczerbiak, what about Kyrie Irving? Is that a guy that you get really excited about in a Knicks uniform? Are you worried about maybe his knee, the mercurial nature of his personality, those things that scare you at all?
He is, I saw a stat where he's 16-0 in the first round of the playoffs in his career, and he's the highest winning percentage in the playoffs of any NBA player in history. That's how good he is in the playoffs. I have no worries about Kyrie Irving. That guy is a scoring machine.
Health's a little scary.
You worry about that, and you got to do your due diligence as far as that goes. And once guys get to this point in their career, you can't make them play 35, 40 minutes a night. You got to have a little bit of depth. You got to have a team that can kind of take the minutes and the load off guys that are getting up to that 30-year-old age.
What about the Brooklyn Nets, and how do they figure into all of this? Because they do have cap space as well.
Sure.
They have a rising young team.
Yep.
Sean Marks has done a great job over
there.
And I know you like Kenny. Atkinson. Yes, I know you love him.
He's doing a
great
job.
And he's like tight with Tobias Harris.
Okay.
So the question is whether or not they go after Tobias Harris. But would a guy, I mean, like we just kind of afterthought the Nets because we're Knicks fans.
Right.
That's the way we are.
But the Nets are outdoing the Knicks last year, especially.
That's what I'm saying. So they are an attractive spot for free agents as well.
Yeah.
But I can't imagine Kevin Durant going to Brooklyn as opposed – if he's going to come to New York, he's going to go to MSG, I would think.
I would think, but you never know what's going on in the mindset of these guys. And Kevin Durant, obviously, he's a big-time businessman, and you know he's got a business mogul that's kind of helping him make his decisions, and he's done very well out in San Francisco as far as starting up businesses and stuff like that. So I think he wants to take that to the next level. That's what I'm hearing, and New York is the place to do that. So I think that's why a lot of people are speculating that he's coming.
I don't want to go down this negative road, but if Durant changes his mind, either stays at Golden State, goes to L.A., and then Kyrie has his run with the Celtics, he wants to stay, would it be smart for the Knicks to go to that next tier? Like, for them to go Kemba, Jimmy Butler, and whoever the draft pick is, do you think, do you wait it out and say, all right, we didn't get the big fish this year, but we don't have to just cash in all our chips this offseason?
Here's what you do. You sign guys to 1 or 2 year deals. You don't have to max them out for 4 or 5 years. You can just keep your options open. You can sign guys with the cap space you have, but not strap yourself long term. You can sign, you know, the second level tier guys, but you don't sign them long term. I think that's smart, and that keeps your flexibility moving forward. That keeps your youth moving forward. You have those draft picks that you got in the Porzingis trade that you know you can use, whether it's for a trade trip or maybe you can get some more young talent in here. You just got to make the right decisions, and you can't strap yourself long-term to big-time money.
What would it take to get Anthony Davis? What do you think it's going to take to get him?
I would think possibly...
Maybe not even from possibly the Knicks perspective.
Possibly the number one pick. You
really?
Know, that's a chip, you know, that you have. But I would think, you know, if the number one pick turns into the number five pick, I would think, the Pelicans aren't going to trade Anthony Davis for the number five pick. But if the Knicks get number one and they say, okay, you can have, we have the number one, and that's going to be Zion, we want Anthony Davis, but it depends. I just think Zion is going to be the next LeBron James.
Right.
I think
there's no reason to
I've
even
never
think
seen
about
a human
him.
Being move like that on the basketball
but
floor
you
and
could,
jump that high on a basketball
but
floor.
But He's ridiculous. But could you see, let's just put it this way, I'll give you another hypothetical. They get the number two pick, the Knicks. They get Ja Morant.
Right.
Now, they want – Kyrie Irving wants to come to New York. Kevin Durant wants to come to New York. I don't know if you could fit all three of these guys trade Ja Morant and maybe some other aspects of some of your younger players and then add Anthony Davis, Kyrie Irving, and Kevin Durant? Could you imagine that? Could you do that?
That's how flexible I think their cap space is. You know, when you do make a trade in that situation and you don't have to sign Anthony Davis as a free agent, he doesn't have to fit under the cap. But you just got to make sure the numbers work. I mean, that's a little bit over
that's
my
the,
head.
That's the one, like, scenario that I could see
that would be
where possibly the Knicks could trade the number two pick. You know, I don't know if
they might have to sign one of us just to fill out the roster.
Whatever. I'll sit there on the bench and I'll just get the water and the towels for the fellas. I don't care. It doesn't matter.
Some veterans just to sit on the bench
but
to fill out
see
a 12-man
that,
roster.
The question would the Pelicans be willing to do that for a point guard of Ja Morant's talents? That's the question.
I would think so. And Anthony Davis has obviously told the Pelicans he doesn't want to be there.
Sure.
So the Pelicans have to find the best trade package that brings them the ability to rebuild with youth. And I think that's what they're looking for this offseason.
First step is a week from tomorrow, Tuesday, May 14th. Yep. Wally, we appreciate the time this morning. Thanks.
You better hit him straight. We're playing.
I will hit
him
long,
man.
But I will not hit any wedges.
All right. Wally Zerbiak on the Fans.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.